We're back once again with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We're continuing our discussion of mental health coverage in America under the Affordable Care Act and what the options are for a whole group of individuals and segments of our population. And today we're going to talk about college students. Research conducted by the National Alliance on Mental Illness has done an in-depth study about mental health on college campuses, and it shows that one in four students have a diagnosable illness. And by that, we're talking about anxiety, depression, eating disorders, and substance abuse. 40% do not seek any help. 80% feel overwhelmed by their responsibilities. And then 50% have been so anxious that it causes them really to struggle in school and threatens their continuance. So here to walk us through a deeper understanding about the options that students, their parents, need to consider when picking health insurance and then utilizing it to access mental health services is Hector De La Torre, who is the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, let's discuss some of the options available to these families.
Yes. As we've discussed previously, college students have six options for health care, and mental health coverage is part of health care because the Affordable Care Act requires it as an essential health benefit. The first and most obvious is student health insurance through their university or college. These colleges and universities offer a student health insurance plan. Four-year schools are more likely to offer SHIPs. That's what student health insurance plans are. Most schools enroll students into their SHIP and require that students opt out if they want to get coverage elsewhere. So they can get coverage, and mental health is a component of it.
So if a college student wants to explore mental health services, what do they do?
Well, most colleges and universities have a health clinic on campus, and mental health referrals and basic mental health services are provided either at these clinics or at a nearby affiliated provider with the referral.
What about those students who go to schools that don't offer student health insurance plan or decide to opt out? What are their options?
One of the options is to stay on your parents' plan until you're 26 years old. You can buy a plan through the traditional insurance market. That's always an option. You can apply for Medicaid if you are low income and are not a dependent of your parents. And you can buy catastrophic health coverage, although in this case, they will not cover day-to-day mental health care costs, only catastrophic costs.
Very briefly, I mean, one of the key considerations is parity. You want to make sure that whatever plan you're picking, there is some level of equal coverage across the board, medical and surgical and, of course, mental health now.
We've mentioned that this parity is required for mental health and substance abuse benefits, and the parallel is to medical and surgical benefits, just like in traditional health insurance. Students should be able to use their insurance to see a mental health provider mm-hmm. or get reimbursed by their insurance company for at least part of the cost of seeing a mental health provider, just like they would seeing a regular doctor.
Well, I think the good news is there are a lot of options for college students and a lot of resources available to them as they deal with the pressures of college and everything that entails. I know firsthand, having now two college students of my own. So thanks, Hector, as always, for guiding us through this very important topic, mental health under the Affordable Care Act, and we'll continue our discussion in subsequent shows. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.